On Thursday, Prince Edward County Committee of the Whole heard from the Alternatives for Women organization about epidemic-level intimate partner violence in the county. Some concerning statistics were presented, including the finding that rates of intimate partner violence are nationally 75% higher for rural women compared to urban women, with 233 local domestic violence investigations occurring in 2022 in Prince Edward County, and sexual assaults in Prince Edward County increasing by 54% in 2021. Alternatives for Women organizers outlined some of the reasons for these statistics in the following.
Gender-based violence and intimate partner violence are actually about gender equality. And gender equality levels are different in rural and urban settings, in part because of the access to work for women. There's less access to work for women in rural environments. And when you have less access to work, you have less access to independence. Independence allows you to meet your partner on the same level as they are at. But when you meet your partner and you know that they are going to have a good union job and you're going to have a part-time, potentially lost retail job, you know that you cannot meet your partner on equal terms or even close to equal terms. So, like, that's part of it. It's a very small part of it. Another part of it, I would argue, is not so much about loneliness, but is about isolation in terms of women not being able to seek help. The abuser will control access to transportation. If a woman wants to escape her situation, she has to somehow trick her abuser into giving her access to the transportation. Intimate partner violence is about control.
As well, the organizers mentioned the rising cost of living and housing affordability crisis is having a further negative impact. Council is now currently reviewing whether to declare a countywide intimate partner violence epidemic, which was requested by Alternatives for Women. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.